Welcome back to the Gore Girls Podcast. This is a Little Horrors bonus episode. Welcome back to Gore Girls. I'm Lorelai.
I'm Grace.
I'm Elaine.
I'm Kayla.
And today, for our little bonus episode deal, we are talking about Piranha, the remake 2010, 3D, directed by Alexandre. Did we decide it was Aja or Aha?
Aha. I don't know Aha. What sound my throat made when I inhaled just now.
It's okay.
We're gonna hurt.
Aha. Who has done really great movies that we've covered.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what the fuck happened here.
He did The Hills Have Eyes remake. Go check that episode out because we covered that in November.
Also, Greg Nicotero did the fucking special effects for this.
Oh, shit.
Well, couldn't the visual effects
there's
are,
a lot of
for the special effects are fantastic. The visual effects are not.
Yes.
Well, I don't know what the fuck you're talking
Very
about.
Very true.
You don't think the special effects are good?
Like with the all the when they attack like with like, the all scene? Of the beach.
Yeah,
filmers.
That scene.
Some good gore.
Let's maybe we'll start at the beginning.
Yeah, we can do that. We'll get there, I guess.
Wait. Yeah. Maybe I'm confused.
You might be.
We'll get there.
Because I agree that the visual effects are absolute dog shit.
I'm sorry. Laughable. Yes. Special effects amazing. Yeah. I'm sorry. Oh, I miss her. Yep. Okay, yeah. Because I love Greg Nicotero. Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing. No, I'm talking the visual. What the fuck?
Yeah, no. So bad.
Yes. Okay. Okay, great. I was like,
You're like, do we watch the same movie?
It's the same movie because this movie was garbage. So,
I'm glad you're on the same page. We're all here now. We're here together. What do you guys think?
I hate it.
Well, I hated it. And then, I mean, first of all, the girl, I think her name is Kelly. I watched this like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
is
it doesn't matter. Their names are
so
irrelevant.
She is from Gossip Girl, and I fucking cannot stand her.
Mm.
Is she like the weird love interest bitch?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell? This is so uncomfortable. The whole time it's uncomfortable. I hate everything about it. Uh-huh. But then I didn't hate it anymore.
There was like some redeeming qualities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I
hate it. There was never a scene for me that I didn't hate it. I didn't want to continue watching it. I hated it so much. I hate it. It's the worst movie that we've covered.
I love to hate this movie because it's horrible but so laughable.
Mm-hmm.
I just hate that it's like Hatchet and Sharknado had a
baby. Yes. 100%, because you got like the weird porn shit,
the porn shit,
and
mm-hmm.
then like the really bad like effects and storyline.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
From,
but then
like,
really
Sharknado.
Great gore.
The gore was so good on that
Greg
one
Nicotero.
Scene.
Yeah,
yeah, I know that. Great. But like, I love that whole scene when things go to shit.
Yeah,
and all the
like
fucking
in
the lake,
like they're near the beach part or whatever where everyone just jumps in
when everyone is getting attacked. It's just chaos.
I will say too, I apparently don't know how to spell piranha.
Oh my god, it's so annoying.
Same.
How many times I had to type piranha and I was I don't hate this word.
I started typing fishies because I was I cannot spell this word right.
I hated how to spell that word. It
I
seems
kept
like
trying
the,
to put
H
the H first
be, yes the H
yeah,
should
piranha.
Be first. Piranha.
Piranha. Yeah. That's how I say it in my head every single time.
Piranha.
I'm going to now. Yeah. the death in the beginning with the man with Richard Dreyfuss.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Richard Dreyfuss.
What?
Which I love that they used him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love it. It's great. But what the fuck? It's like in Deep Blue Sea when fucking Brenda dies. It's just a little figure.
Mm-hmm. I am surprised that he agreed to do the movie, even though it was just like a tiny little. I'm surprised that he was like, "Yeah, I'll do that."
Yeah.
He actually donated all of his money that he made from it.
Oh,
to like shark stuff.
That's awesome.
Cool.
I did a lot of research on this movie. I did too much shit for this movie that I hate. I hate this movie.
I
That's valid.
Yes, I did not like it. I will never watch it again.
I'll never watch it again.
Because you had not seen it before, right, Kayla?
No, no.
Okay.
Yeah, one and done. I mean, like, and I was excited too because of the great cast, like
same.
Elizabeth Shue, Jerry O'Connell, Adam Scott, Ving Rhames. I was like, holy shit, Eli Roth!
Yeah,
like,
Eli Roth.
This is gonna be great. Mm-hmm. And then it was not.
Yeah. And they're leaning too much into
the cast.
It being shitty.
Oh,
like it's just like it's okay. Shitty. Fuck it.
That's you know the what thing, I mean? Though. is like gross and problematic as some of it was.
For sure.
I feel like Hatchet was my mouth is moving faster than my brain.
It's okay.
Or my brain is moving faster than my mouth.
I understood.
Thank you. Hatchet knew that it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't do the bad.
Good.
Well.
I agree. Hatchet mm-hmm. was worse than this because at least this movie does have good gore. There's a lot of kills. There's a lot of shit going on. Mm-hmm. Hatchet has too much dialogue. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, yeah. And I think that some of the lines in this movie are really funny. And also, at the beginning, before the main kid, whatever his fucking name mm-hmm. is, gets on the boat. And they're doing like, motorboat, oh my God, whatever. Yeah. And then the motorboat.
gets her all
tangled up in it. Mm-hmm. I couldn't. I thought it was so funny.
Yeah.
I said, you motorboating son of a bitch.
You motorboating son of a bitch, you. I just, I wanted to turn it off. I don't know. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it's, I don't know. I don't like the tits. I don't need tits.
Oh,
to
no,
make it a good movie.
You know
what I mean?
We got the whole thing. We got the whole enchilada.
Oh my God. And fucking.
Can we talk about the underwater scene?
The underwater scene.
Oh, what the fuck? The. What is it called? With the underwater, the swimming?
Like acrobatics.
Synchronized swimming. But
with Ronald, the news? Yeah.
What?
Ronald was falling asleep. He's like, I just want you to know there's tits on the TV, and I don't even care. I'm falling asleep. This is how dumb this movie is.
Oh my goodness.
Hilarious.
So Max had actually seen this movie, which I was shooketh. And then we're watching it, and I was like, how old were you when you watched this movie? And he was like, I don't know, like a teenager? And I loved it. And I'm like,
Of course you did.
Of course you did.
That was their target audience, was like teenage boys.
Teenage boys.
100%.
Which probably could speak to the genre.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yep.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I bolded some of my notes. Okay. Also, who is in this movie is Carlos from Desperate Housewives. I don't remember his name, but he plays Sam. He's one of the divers. He's like the diver dude that dies.
I saw him and I said,
hello, Carlos. You're sick.
Oh, okay.
And that my face was Queen Chloe, the meme, the whole time.
I don't know if I know the meme.
She's a little girl in the back seat, and she's like,
oh, with all her makeup on? Or the one with the no makeup?
The little girl.
She doesn't have makeup on.
The little girl.
Yeah, just.
She's like a little blonde girl.
Yes. There's her. And then do you guys know the other one where she has like the purple eyeshadow, messy glitter all over her face?
Like the morning after.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get. Yeah. I loved Elizabeth Shue, though. I was excited to see her in it.
Yes.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
He was the cop. The sheriff.
Yeah, but like.
Oh, yeah. So she looked really familiar to me. I actually thought.
Babysitting.
Lots of 80s shit.
Lots of 80s shit.
I didn't recognize her.
I love her.
Like, she looked familiar, but I couldn't place her.
She's in Cocktail, isn't she?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love her.
I like her, though.
Oh, and Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah, Christopher Lloyd.
That's right.
Oh my God, so funny. Okay, so hang on. I have a note about that whole fucking scene. Hang on. Let me find it. A lake under a lake.
Fuck yeah, what?
Oh yeah. Max was like, thank God he already had a tank ready to go. Just this perfect size empty tank for this piranha.
Perfect.
And he's like, they went extinct 2 million years ago. And I'm like, how are you an expert on like such a specific
a niche piranha?
Pygocentris, I think is what they called it. I like, what? Just this fish store owning dude knows all this about an extinct piranha from 2 million years ago? Okay, sure.
Yeah, of course.
Can we? Yeah. I mean, the piranhas. Oh.
They're so good.
Oh. Oh, it was so bad.
Yeah.
I mean,
it looks like 10 years older than that.
Just as bad as Deep Blue Sea, and that was 99.
Deep Blue Sea, yeah.
Yeah.
And the piranhas could have been really cool. Yeah. They could have made this movie, like, really good.
Yes, absolutely. They didn't.
I really love,
and I don't really know why,
all of the points where you can tell it was, like, supposed to be a 3D, like,
image. Like, they throw stuff or whatever. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Do I know the budget for this film?
Yeah, I'm curious because of the fucking visual effects.
It was 24 million doll hairs.
Okay,
so that went to,
I'm going to say better. That most of it went to cast, would say.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But it looks like it made $83.1 million.
Oh my god.
What the fuck?
Tits is why. Tits.
Yes, 100%. 100%. Oh my god. So, you know, boobies flapping around all over the place. Okay, whatever. But one of the parts that really, really bothered me was that when the girl is like parasailing.
Oh, yes.
And they're like hanging.
Yes.
And she's like going. I was just like, this is making me so uncomfortable.
Yes.
I hate all of this right now.
Then she gets her legs fucking ripped off. And that's why I liked it, because I was like, this is so fucking bad.
I like that part.
Then what happened needed to happen. And I was like, fuck, I love that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm okay with it.
Same.
Can we talk about the penis?
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Penis. I forgot about the fucking penis.
I forgot.
My god, you guys. Shit. I was like, what the fuck? And that was one of the 3D things that, like, because the fish shoots it out of its mouth or whatever. Yeah. I would be shitted if I was in. I had paid money, first of all, to see this movie, and then a fucking 3D penis comes at me.
Yeah, no, thank you. Oh, a couple times, because it just, like,
won't. And the did you notice the implants floating, like, after they
Oh, I missed that.
After they ate porn stars, you can just see the implants.
Oh,
and then
my god,
it's just fucking
so funny.
I was just fixated on the penis, you know.
Oh my god!
I mean, how could you not be? In your face.
I do love though. Kind of, I mean, it's like so bad, but I love the concept when the piranha like eats through her and it like comes out of her mouth.
Yeah,
but it was a good idea.
A good idea. I was like, oh, that's fun. Mm-hmm. I like that. I'm not sure how it got in.
Well,
doesn't matter.
You know,
the movie is ridiculous, you know.
I did fucking love too when the girl's face gets ripped off by the boat propeller.
Oh, like,
it just, and like, I loved that shit. Loved it.
Yep,
very good gore, like, so good. It's just too bad that the rest of it was executed poorly.
Yes, yep, I agree, because the kills are pretty like good, but I wasn't even like I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, ready for this to be over.
It upset me that Jerry O'Connell was such a horrible person, too, because I really love him. And he was awful.
I like him. I don't know. He just seems like a dick in real life to me.
He probably is a dick in real life.
Vern?
Verno.
Vern. He's Vern from Stand By Me.
Yeah. That's Vern?
Vern.
Holy
dude.
Shit.
Wild, right?
That's Verno. Why I love him so much.
Yeah.
But he was a kid in that, so. He probably is a cute
mackerel.
Yeah.
Mackerel.
Oh my god. Can we talk about him though? His fucking and he comes out of the water and his little legs. His little bony ass legs.
He's still alive. His little nubbins.
The way they move in his body is so clearly like,
I know.
I know so clearly just sticking out of the bottom of the boat or the top of the boat. Oh my god.
Oh
so
god,
funny.
I was dying. So fucking funny.
I did say, Jesus Christ, just fucking end it toward the end. I was like, get it over with. I don't care about Kelly. Kill her. I don't fucking care. Mm-mm. Let her die.
Kelly.
No.
Goodbye, Kelly. What was with their whole weird.
Yeah.
She's like they're not together, but then she's like butthurt that he's going to go be with these hot chicks. So she's like, I got to go now. And then they're all just weird with each other the whole time. But I'm like, you guys aren't even together. And
And now she's making out with porn stars.
Oh, just, yeah.
And she's for like, sure underage, too. I was like, this is
just diggly.
I know.
Not okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, very problematic.
It was hysterical, though, when he's at home and he kept, like, pulling up the website and then his mom kept walking in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And as soon as she would leave, he'd pull it up again. I'm like, my dude.
Like, dude, why do you have your just put her face in the door?
Wait till they're asleep. If you're gonna do that, what?
Not at dinner time.
No, not at dinner time.
No. We are jumping all around the place, and I apologize. It doesn't matter.
That's what these episodes are for.
Yeah,
that's true. those little children, what doing?
Oh yes,
what doing?
Giving me anxiety.
Also, watch your dang brother and sister.
Yeah,
I
for
mean,
real.
Really bad.
The
brother.
Amount of times that little girls had boobies, I was like, this girl is obsessed with boobies. She said it like 10 fucking times. What's going on here?
She would stop saying.
It kind of reminded me of Hocus Pocus when she's talking about the yabos. But then she just like kept going. I'm like, it's not even the first time. But then we need to stop.
Yeah.
I think that would be the name of this episode. It's just boobies.
Boobies. I think that's a perfect
name
for the episode.
I like tits and gore.
Tits and gore.
Boobies and gore. Like it. Yep. I did actually get anxious when the little kids are on the island. Mm-hmm. And the girl goes in the water and she cuts her dang foot. I was like,
God, that looks
get out of the water. I was like, get out right now. I was anxious.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, dumbass kids taking the fucking boat out. I'm like, how old are you? Like 8? What are you doing?
I think they're older than that even.
Probably.
I'd say like 8 and 10.
I am really bad at gauging age sometimes.
So is Zach, especially with kids. It'll be like a fucking 10-year-old. He's like, I don't know, they're like 6? I'm like, no. No.
The amount of connections to Jaws, I mean, is pretty obvious as well.
Yeah,
for sure.
They even do like a little zoom in on the mom like they do on the sheriff dude and Brody in Jaws.
Oh, yes, you're right. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I can't picture what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
You know the zoom in when Brody's on the beach and it like zooms in on his face when he notices what's happening and the background is all distorted.
Oh, yes.
They did that on the mom in this one. And I was like, oh, Jaws.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I know you're talking about now. Yeah. Very good.
The asshole dude from the beginning with the Kelly chick or whatever, when the piranhas attack everybody and he jumps on that speedboat and just like straight up murders like 30 people in a row. Holy shit.
Like, you're more dangerous than the piranhas, dude.
For real.
Hell?
Well,
ick.
Sounds right.
I was just looking through my notes really fast just to see, like, what else I wanted to talk about, but I got to a note. I said, oh, I just saw it. Well, it was like, oh, and now they're eating his penis. What the fuck is this shit? Says it in bold.
I'm glad there's at least like one dick to balance out the like hundreds of boobs in this movie. You know,
tit ratio.
It's pretty rare to see a peen in a horror movie, I feel.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Lots of boobs, no peens.
No peens.
Mm-hmm. We need more peens.
That's because women don't need peens for it to like selling point for us. We're not like, oh shit, there's a ton of dick in that movie, let's go see it.
Did you see how much dick there is? I'm gonna go see it again.
But it's probably because penises are kind of gross.
100%
it's kind of like,
well, yeah, because we don't want to just look at penises.
They're like, hey,
and it would have to be hard.
England.
And then, like, then that's a whole other thing.
Right, yeah.
No
one just wants to stare at dick.
No.
No one wants that.
See that dick.
I'm dead.
Oh, that was great.
Oh, gosh.
I love the absurdity of it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I do too, to be honest.
I love a good absurd movie when it's at least somewhat done kind of well. Like the camera work is good.
Mm-hmm,
you know, visual effects like the CGI sucks dick. But the camera work is good, you know, cinematography isn't too bad. The gore is good. The acting could be better, but I've also seen worse for fucking
sure. Catch it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Storyline is absurd. But it's not.
The storyline doesn't matter necessarily because, I mean, they're all fucking stupid. But, like, I don't know. It just, I think it's just too many fucking tits.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just.
Yeah. And may I just say.
I lost it right away, you know?
Yeah.
And I will just say, it is completely unrealistic being in that kind of setting and, like, all these girls being topless. It is not like that.
No.
No.
Like, I've been around big parties like that.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of bikinis, but girls aren't just, like, willy-nilly having their boobies out.
No.
In every direction that
this
you look.
This is like, the that's male fantasy. It. This is the male gaze. Mm-hmm. And
that's
sorry, men. Fucking knock it off.
Yeah, it's not like that.
We're not like that. Calm down.
Oh. Zach can
your dick out all the time.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Because this takes place
hanging ball fro everywhere you go, you know?
They would.
Mm-hmm. With that deep V.
So this takes place in Arizona.
Yeah, Lake Havasu.
On a lake.
Or Lake Victoria.
So
which is made up.
The whole time we're watching this, Zach is like, they don't do spring break like that on like lakes. Like they go to Florida and shit. I was like, yeah, that's probably true. But like South Padre Island in Texas and like you don't just go to Florida. He wouldn't get over the fact that like this is not where they spring break. I was like, stop it, Zach. Like
guarantee spring like a lot break. Of like the because like each I feel like almost each city or like part of the US kind of has their like spring break destination.
Yeah.
You know? So, like for Arizona, I could see that being believable.
Lake Havasu.
You know?
Yeah. That's a thing.
I would say that for would not stop.
Like Tahoe. Spring Break. You guys ever see that goddamn stupid ass movie?
No.
Which movie?
Spring Breakers with like Selena Gomez and fucking pedophile James Franco.
Spring Breakdown is hilarious.
That's a fantastic
That's a funny
movie.
Spring Break movie.
I haven't heard of that one.
It has some of the Poehler
from SNL.
Oh, I love her.
And the one chick from SNL that's kind of a bummer, but she's really funny.
But she's really funny. I
can't think of her name.
She kind of looks like Remy from Ratatouille.
Is it Rachel Dratch?
Yes! Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Rachel Lett?
Dratch.
Dratch.
It's pretty funny. Like, it's stupid.
She is. She does.
She's very rat-like.
She's really hilarious.
That's so funny.
Oh, she's so good. She's just, I can't help it. I just see Remy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Spring Breakdown. It's a stupid fucking movie, but it's pretty funny.
It's a good laugh.
Yeah.
You guys still got to watch Palm Springs.
Palm Springs.
Oh, yes. I will watch that. I'm interested. I'm intrigued.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay.
Adding Andy Samberg.
Well, we could do a gore gauge, I suppose.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd give it a pretty high score on the gore gauge.
Yeah, it's pretty high on the gore for sure.
If not a 10, to be honest.
Yeah,
I'd give
it a
10. Oh my God, wait. Did we talk about the douchebag that Eli Roth is judging the fucking
wet t-shirt?
Oh my God. Yeah.
His death
He's
was
really
awesome.
Good at playing a douche.
Yes, he is.
He is.
Uh-huh. And I feel like if I were to be in a movie, I would prefer to play a douche.
Right?
Yeah.
Because
I feel like that'd be the most fun role.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But just get to be awful.
Great. Yeah. He's pretty good at it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's a cutie as well.
Love him so much.
But, yeah. Anyway, gore. Yeah, it's high up there.
Yeah, I'd say a 10. Mm-hmm. I mean.
Yeah. We see a girl's face get ripped off. Mm-hmm. And her, and the girl's legs get bit off. Mm-hmm. And then everybody dies.
And then that whole, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, this hand motion. Only the listeners could see just
the penis.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
I would watch again.
Oh, I don't know that I would.
Nope.
I mean, it could be like if someone just had it on, I'd probably sit down and be like, oh, yeah. But I don't know.
It's that kind of movie. Just have it on and bullshit. Play a board game.
Like, Hatchet. Like, it'd be funny to just watch with people and like.
I would watch this over Hatchet, though.
Yeah.
And the collector.
Because it's like at least well made.
The you mama.
Oh, mama.
So it's not your least favorite.
I guess it's not, but.
I'm pretty sure The Collector is still your least favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Man, I liked
it. I did too. I love it.
Eventually, we'll find something that's worse.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do we have any closing remarks on this phenomenal film.
You might not like it.
Yeah, you probably won't.
You probably won't like it.
There is a Piranha 3 Double D.
Double D, yeah.
You guys have that.
I think we already saw the Double D.
It's so weird that Alexandre Aja, whatever the fuck, how he did this movie, but then also did The Hills Have Eyes remake and P2.
It doesn't, like, what I know. Happened?
And especially because P2, like we talked about, was all about the female experience, being a woman. Mm-hmm. And, like, this is so the opposite. And I wouldn't say it makes him diverse or anything.
No.
Right. But no. It's just confusing. Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was this made before or after P2? Do we know?
I believe after.
Okay, let's see. P2 was 2007. So it's after.
Oh, okay. Then yeah.
But I'm wondering. I'm going to look up Piranha 3D.
I do know some differences between this and the original.
Oh, I would love to hear it.
Probably less.
Yeah, this is way more booby.
I bet.
The original is like campy. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I would like that one better.
Yeah.
It's just like, and it's a summer camp. And this is like fucking spring break and tits. Right.
Spring break is always like tits. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And Girls Gone Wild, and I just
okay. And the guy that made the original did Gremlins.
Oh.
Love that. Yeah, I feel like I would like that one then.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you why these are so different as far as like how P2 was about the female experience, and this one is clearly not.
Please.
So P2 was written by him. Piranha was directed, but not written.
Okay.
Piranha was written by Pete Goldfinger and Josh Stolberg.
Yes. Goldfinger.
So that explains the difference there.
That does.
Cool.
Makes sense. That cleared that up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's not Alexandre whatever's fault.
Right. Interesting Alexandre that he still chose to direct it. But
it says on a thing I read he was picked to direct it.
Oh, okay. That was funny, Laura.
I wonder how much worse it would have been if there was a different director. What did you say? I missed it.
Oh, I was like, Alexandre, take on me.
Aha.
Uh-huh. He's aha. Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
That's funny. Yeah. Funny pun?
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes. Everyone keeps forgetting.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I recommend everyone to go swimming with piranhas. It is a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Oh, God.
It would be. That is a fact.
Mm-hmm. I actually read that piranhas wouldn't totally consume you.
Just kind of nibble?
Yeah, they'd take a little nib, but
because they're probably so little.
Die. Yeah, they're teeny.
But these are prehistoric
Right,
ones.
This is the piranhas.
Pygocentrist.
I cannot believe that we missed the fucking ending in our conversation just now.
I'm trying to remember how it ended.
Big ass fucking Christopher calls and he's like, yes. These are the babies. And then Adam Scott's like, where are the parents?
Babies.
And then
they just
a big ass one.
I totally forgot. I watched this like 2.5 weeks ago.
I would have been so honestly, like, I was like on board with it and I still am, but I'm like, God damn, I'm going to just turn it off before that every single time.
Mm-hmm.
That I decide to watch it in the future, if I do.
They're the babies.
Yeah.
They're the babies. Fucking funny. So stupid.
Show me the baby. Or what is it? I want to see the baby.
I want to see the baby.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
It's a TikTok
secret audio.
Oh.
I'm like, what?
I want to see the baby.
I feel like I look like I'm in a demonic cult right now or something. I'm like,
yeah, you're like like in Hot Fuzz.
Oh, yeah. I only saw that one time.
Yeah, folks, anywhere. They have like a good one. Yeah.
That's good show.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for joining in on a little horrors episode, everybody. Hope you hated this movie as much as Grace did.
Don't be going in lakes, because lakes are gross as it is.
Yeah, so. Don't go in
don't
the water.
Don't be objectifying women.
Yeah.
Don't be doing
yeah. that. You don't, also, like, you don't have to pull your tits out to get attention.
Right. No.
You can mm-hmm. use your brain.
Mm-hmm.
How I do it.
That's what we all do here, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Yeah.
My big old brain.
Yeah. Big set of brains.
Adios, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.